CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganagahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganagaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, this is Lucas Matthew Marsh for the CJLO Community Calendar for the week of Monday, October 23rd to Sunday, October 29th, 2023. Calling out all food enthusiasts or those who are just craving a break from ramen noodles. Concordia's International Student Office is spicing things up with a cooking class at the St. Jacques Center on Tuesday, October 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. This week's theme is tackling food waste, showing you how to transform imperfect ingredients into a delectable meal. Just $7 gets you in and covers the cost of ingredients and an on-site meal. For all the savory details, check out the ISO's website. Montreal has a strong musical lineup for this week, with concerts by musical legends Shania Twain and Aerosmith. But for the indie folk fans out there, don't miss the Paper Kites and the Roadhouse Band at the Beacon Sealed Theater in Little Burgundy this Friday, October 27th. The Cactus Blossoms will be setting the stage for this indie folk journey. Doors open at 8 p.m., and tickets are just $40 Canadian, available on Ticketmaster. Looking to go on a world trip without having to leave the island of Montreal? This week is your last chance to check out this year's Garden of Lights exhibit at Montreal's Botanical Gardens. The Japanese, Chinese, and the First Nation gardens will be strung up with lights, music, and interactive displays for a truly immersive experience. Admission ranges from $11 to $23 per person. Visit mtl.org for more information. And that's your community calendar for this week. I'm Lucas Matthew Marsh.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage with your host Stephanie
and Helen.
It's time for Spooky Voyage Part 2, where we journey into the unknown. Should we start off the show with another ghost story?
I enjoyed that last time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let me just get us a little bit further away from the forest. The birds are disrupting us. So, I have a story for you all that I thought was very apropos, given where we are broadcasting from. Concordia Loyola Campus. Founded by who? Pop quiz.
Religious people.
Yes.
Sorry.
The Jesuits specifically.
Bad Catholic.
Well, I mean, they're not technically Catholic, so we can give you that one.
Thank you.
So this is a ghost story about the Place de Jesuit.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
No,
or
actually.
Or was?
Was it just...
It is current day Place Jacques Cartier.
Oh.
Do you know where that is?
No. I am losing track of everything.
Okay, so you know where City Hall is? Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. So the big, long stretch down to the water that has all of the caricature artists and the Ben and Jerry's.
Wow.
And
the touristy area.
Omar's looking like he doesn't know where this is.
It used to be the market at one point.
I'm looking on with disgust.
Yeah, I'm committing libel on
Ben and Jerry's.
So this was formerly the Place des Jesuits.
Okay.
During colonial New France era.
Oh, a while back.
And it is now often teeming with tourists, but it has a very dark history and allegedly is haunted.
Okay.
So in 2016, an American tourist had a frightening encounter with the ghost who is said to haunt the square. He was returning to his hotel, but around 1 a.m. he stopped by Nelson's Column at the top of the square to study the stone engravings. As he was peering, he suddenly heard what sounded like Latin mumbling. And honestly impressed with our American tourist here, he studied this in high school, so he knew what it was.
Wow, that's fancy.
He was trying to determine where the strange sound was coming from, keeping his back to the pillar. but he noticed something bright, as in red hot, coming from the Place de Vauquelin to the north, where, fun fact, I saw them filming X-Men in 2016. Michael Fassbender. But as he looked closer, it appeared as though a shadowy, translucent figure holding something red hot in his hand was approaching him. He could see that it was clad in a black robe and holding what appeared to be a large crucifix that appeared as though it had just come out of an iron forge.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It was glowing, as though it was red hot.
Hmm.
The ghost lifted the burning hot crucifix, and the tourist decided to run back to his hostel, but his legs would not move.
Oh.
The ghost picked up its pace and seemed to come directly towards the man. Yes. In an aggressive manner. So this is not a happy ghost. And apparently he stared at him with a deranged grin. But then another tourist came and found him and asked if he was okay, and the ghost was no longer there. So the meaning behind this, why this place is apparently haunted by this scary Jesuit, which, I mean, fair enough, is that this was a square where the Jesuit priests and their henchmen would execute people, and specifically indigenous people. So,
fun times.
Bad times, Helen. Yeah. Bad times.
Yeah.
So, another Montreal haunted story for this spooky, spooky month.
Yeah, that's actually, I think there's actually a Call of Cthulhu game that is actually based on, I think it might touch on this type of haunting Jesuits.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I don't know what the ghost... It's based on a ghost story, and it's set in Montreal in a certain era, so maybe...
Wait, actually?
Actually.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Censored myself.
Just like, what?
I'm so in line with the community radio rules. That is really fascinating. I will have to look that up, and maybe one day we'll play it on air.
Oh.
We were just talking about how to experiment with... Mm-hmm. media format on True. Maiden Voyage to take you all on multiple different kinds of voyages
exactly.
throughout your journey with us.
Different flavors.
Yeah, so thought we'd start off with a little ghosty story again. We do love Halloween here at Maiden Voyage, so it's been very fun to...
Yeah, spooky season.
Yeah, do a little spoken word instead of just music. But don't worry, we have a lot of spooky tunes loaded up for you. Today, not necessarily ghost theme. There still will be a lot of ghost stuff, but we're also getting into some just general spooky delights.
I like this.
Yeah, for a CJLO funding drive. And if you haven't sent money in to CJLO yet, you definitely should. Mm-hmm. If you go to cjlofundingdrive.com, you can donate there. You can either donate for gifts, swag, or a tax receipt. So any amount of money is appreciated. We do have some special prizes here at Maiden Voyage. If you do give specifically to Maiden Voyage, put your name in the form, because I know some of you have not done that and I've had to track you down. Mm. So $20 will get you a personalized Spotify playlist. $50 will get you a dessert of your choice baked by me.
Yummy.
$75, you can host Maiden Voyage. $100, you get a ceramic skull made by our dear Helen.
Yes.
Plus the privilege to hold Maiden Voyage. So... run, don't walk to cjlofundingdrive.com and donate. We're going to kick off the show, the musical portion, with probably one of the most spooky Halloween-y bands by a fan favorite here at Maiden Voyage, Dead Man Bones.
Ah, yes.
Our Canadian icon, Ken Icon, Ryan Gosling's band.
Oh.
Who, fun fact, I had tickets to see the show when he came to Montreal in like 2009. Totally forgot about it. Missed it.
RIP. What else were you doing? Must have been more fun.
Literally nothing.
Oh, no.
No, I remember my partner and I at the time, we just like didn't go. We forgot.
I feel like there's something I should be doing tonight.
Literally. Hmm. It was the next day. We were like, oh my God. Oh. This is Dead Man's Bones off of the album Dead Man's Bones by Dead Man's Bones.
Amazing. You should know what's really going down below. Dressed in their best clothes, there are rows and rows and rows of dead men's bones.
thousands of ghosts in the daylight, walking through my hometown square. Thousands of faces you touched once, thousands you lost in the fire. Knock, knock on the door of the house that he knew. The air grows cold round me and you when it's cold. You know that he's there. We'll walk till we get to the harbor. They'll never know we were here.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLA.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
Traveling seems almost like a necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, ViaRail might provide the answer you need. Not only does ViaRail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking ViaRail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used ViaRail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise, even for students, and it's super, super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Maiden Voyage.
Spooky times.
Journey through the supernatural.
Ooh.
Scary. Speaking of scary, it's pitch black outside.
I was gonna say, it is dark.
It is 6:22 in Montreal, and it has been dark for the last 10 minutes.
And also, I was up at 6:22, and it was also, I think, even darker than now.
Yeah, not a fan. But don't worry, soon we will be falling back in time.
I thought we were getting rid of
that. Like the Twilight Zone. Are we?
That was the rumor, because, you know, the farmers don't do it. So
who's spreading this rumor? I feel like that's a rumor every year.
I think America was spreading that rumor, but
America. No, we can't trust them. We can't trust them. Before the ad break, you heard I Died So I Could Haunt You by Stars.
Aww.
Local talent, Montreal band from back in the day off of their album The Five Ghosts.
Wow.
Perfectly appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, Ghosts Again from Depeche Mode, who Omar of Hooked on Sonics is apparently going to see them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Big concert. A lot of bands reuniting and going on tour.
Yeah, it's a nice contrast to like just the big names, the big pop names too. Like, I love Depeche Mode.
I was like, I feel like they would want to.
Sorry,
I feel like they'd argue with you on that one.
You know, just like thinking of the Swifties versus.
Yes, it's definitely no Eras tour.
Yeah, I'm not trying to diss Depeche Mode. I like Depeche Mode too.
Are you going to see Eras movie in theaters?
No.
Good.
No.
This is a no Swifty zone on Maiden Voyage.
No. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. How about them ghosts?
How about them ghosts? Helen, I feel like last time we talked about if anything supernatural had ever happened to you.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
needed a bit more time to think.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I've just dubbed Latina dreams. So, or like my, you know, my where
Bruja
I have
moments.
Like yeah my Bruja moments where I have these dreams that are extraordinarily vivid and usually involving a lot of recently passed away relatives and just waking up and feeling like, you know, it might have been real, but I have a good one.
Yes,
this
please
happened
share
to
with
me.
The class.
This is my grandmother's story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a nurse, and back in the day she would, I think, get extra money if she would fly up north to do shifts when she worked at St. Mary's Hospital. And for one reason or another, she couldn't go up north this one time. And so her best friend at the time was like, don't worry, Helen, also named Helen, I'll cover it. I'll go up. No problem. And this is like one of those little tiny little like sea, like little planes with a sea plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stays back, you know, I think she had like a double shift or something. And she's sleeping in a hospital bed in between shifts, and she wakes up, and at the foot of her bed she sees her friend, and she touches her foot, like the friend touches her foot, she's like, I felt her hand on my foot, and then she kind of fell back asleep. The next day she finds out that the plane crashed and that her friend and the pilot, and I think there was another person on the plane, passed, like died. And later on, like, you know, time passes, she goes to the funeral, and her friend's parents ended up giving her this crucifix, which I think now my mom has, actually, that belonged to my grandmother's friend. So she swore that she saw her, that she felt her there, but she was already gone. And my grandmother would not lie, but, you know, it's a ghost story.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't happen to me, but another Helen.
It's like that TV show from YTV. It happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Ooh.
It's not really a ghost, but it's something unexplained. When I was in university, I was studying for a microeconomics test, which is spooky in and of itself.
I was going to say, ugh.
And I was studying at a friend's house, and I was sitting on a couch, and my friends were both sitting on the floor. And at one point, you know, we're procrastinating, we're chatting. My textbook falls on the ground. And we're kind of chatting for a bit, and then I pick it back up, and my hand touches something wet.
Mm.
And I look, and I open the book, and there is a giant blood stain.
What?
Like the size of a giant cookie.
Oh,
like
wow.
Big.
Like a $5 cookie?
Bright red.
Okay.
Wet.
Ew.
In the middle, like, of the textbook, like where the spine was. And we started looking everywhere for the blood. Like on the floor, on the couch, underneath. We even started like checking ourselves, like, is one of us bleeding? Like, how did this get there? And literally never figured out how this blood stain appeared in my microeconomics textbook.
How did the test go?
Okay. I passed.
I don't know if it was
but it didn't. It wasn't like my finest subject, I have like, to say. But scary. I do think just like based on what you study in microeconomics, it was probably something shifty.
Yeah.
But I literally to this day still don't understand how that happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of different.
And there were three of us in the room. Like all three of us were.
Yeah.
Just like could not explain it.
Wow.
What? Yeah. I was did not want to use that textbook afterwards.
That is gross.
Yeah.
And scary.
And unexplained.
And unexplained.
Coming up next, we have Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers.
Ooh.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
the sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage Google Mug. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. I'm looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up. Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
St. Henry represent. You've got two St. Henry girls here on the mics.
Hello.
Maiden Voyage with your hosts, Stephanie and Helen.
Yes.
So, we just heard a show promo from the Limelight. And very, very exciting, they're celebrating 20 years live on air on CJLO, which is extremely exciting. CJLO is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. And for the last event for the funding drive this year, the Limelight's having their 20-year anniversary party. So that's going to be at 4848 Saint Laurent Boulevard. Very easy to remember that address. It's going to start at 7 and it's going till 1 a.m. this Saturday. So if you're still looking for something to do this Halloween weekend, go celebrate the Limelight, CJLO's longest running hip-hop show.
Wow.
There's going to be snacks, DJs, and lots of entertainment.
Fun times.
Very, very exciting. Years, wow. And you have until Saturday to donate to CJLO. It's our funding drive. We're doing a special funding drive episode today, our part two spooky episodes. And if you go to cjlofundingdrive.com, you can donate for swag or for a tax receipt. And
some baked goods.
Some baked goods. If you donate $50, $20 gets you a personalized playlist. $75 lets you host Maiden Voyage. We'll do the board. You do the rest. $100 gets you a half ceramic skull our very own Helen.
Very original. Very spooky.
We thought it was apropos. And you also get to host the show as well. So $100. Any takers? Any takers?
Goes to a good cause.
Goes to a good cause. The CJLO campus community radio station.
You get to host the show. You get to have your own ceramic skull. You can have your own little seances at home. It's perfect.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
Of course.
Who wouldn't want that? And thank you so much already to those of you who have donated. Maiden Voyage has pulled in a respectable sum, which is very exciting. And what is cool is that we did hit our goal of $5,000 this week, which is awesome. We are currently past that, but keep going. We really appreciate it. Volunteer run and community radio is very important to our media landscape.
Yes.
Especially as, you know, Meta and Google shuts down all access to news, and even CJLO was affected by that on Instagram and stuff. But we are still here playing you your favorite hits and your fun niche genres.
And spooky stories.
For 25 years. Very exciting.
Long time, yeah. Woohoo.
And as a reminder, if you did donate money, or if you're thinking about donating, not only are you going to get swag and the prizes that if you specifically donate to Maiden Voyage, but for every $5 that you donate, you will be entered into the CJLO Funding Drive raffle, which is extremely exciting because there's so many cool prizes. So we've got some train vouchers for Via Rail for $250.
That's dope.
You can go to Toronto. You can go to Quebec City. You probably can't get to Nova Scotia, but hey.
You can try.
That's still getting you halfway there. We've got passes to the RIDM Festival. We've got Crossover Comets, Chef on Call, Drawn in Quarterly. So much
good stuff. Yeah.
So much good stuff. So, for example, $50 will get you a dessert of your choice, as well as 10 entries into the raffle.
Wow, what a sweet deal.
What a sweet deal. Thank you, Helen. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Myself.
People don't know how good the baked goods are.
They really are. And you get to pick whatever you want. I had a wonderful donatee. I made that word up.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We can go with that.
Ask me today. And he said, I will go with whatever you are making. And I said, no, That is not the point of your $50 donation. The point is that you get to choose what dessert you want. And finally, we settled on something. So,
okay.
Very exciting times.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was cute because I like put it as dessert for like funsies, but before it used to be cookies in past years, and then he chose cookies. So
it works out.
People love cookies. What can I say?
You know, you just get the dessert. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, you know?
Yeah.
You get another cookie and then why not a third cookie?
It's true. Yeah. Whereas like a cake or a tart can be gone so fast.
Cookie with coffee, cookie after dinner, cookie between meals, cookie man.
All cookie all the time.
All cookie all the time here at CJLO.
That's our motto.
All those cookies.
All the cookies all the time. Yeah, so before the ad break, you heard The Omen by The Doe, a band that used to play on Maiden Voyage all the time back in the day. Before that was The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance off of their... Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting their big, big album, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Mm. Old My Chemical Romance got into a My Chemical Romance hole. Okay. The other day, where I was just watching music videos, going in on it.
Oh, you're watching the music videos?
Yeah. That's a different type. They are very theatrical.
Oh.
Would recommend.
Okay.
Very theatrical.
Huh.
Before that, you heard Goo Goo Muck by The Cramps, which was recently popularized by the show Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh.
They played a version of it.
Okay.
And then the dance went viral on TikTok, but it wasn't for the right song. But, you know, how these things go, TikTok trends.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. So we will finish off the show with some more spooky tunes. We've got some Helen selections coming up. Mm. Helen, do you want to introduce the next song?
I'll just say that it's very ethereal and spooky and nice, and I like it, and I will let you do the facts and the data, but this is my favorite song to listen to with giant headphones and lying on my couch.
Yeah. This song, I do love walking in the dark.
Oh, you like walking in the park. Dark with it.
Yes. Okay. And actually, once I remember I was walking in the dark through Laurier Park and I slipped on some ice and I...
to the song?
Tore a huge chunk out of my knee.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But it worked. Like the sound, it like made a... It was a good soundtrack And I was just like, you know, in a bad place at the time too. And you're just like sobbing.
I was going to say, it's a good song to cry to, exactly. Is what I wanted to say. But yeah.
Angel Olsen, long time favorite on Maiden Voyage. Seen her in Montreal many times when she comes, which is great. This is off of her album All Mirrors. The song is called Lark. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
To forget you is to hide. There is still so much left to recover. If only we could start again, pretending we don't know each other. I could not come back. Thank you.
Maybe I was there in hell, right there when no one else could see. Took me in to them, told me that I was the reason, told me that I was the one. He'd always be losing, always be
upon the little inn that we had found together. The landlord gave us toast and tea and stopped to share a joke. And I remember firelight, I remember firelight, I remember firelight. And you remember smoke. We ran about the meadow grass with all the harebells bending and shaking in the summer wind, a summer never ending. We wandered to the little stream among the river flats, and I remember willow trees, I remember willow trees, I remember willow trees, and you remember gnats. We strolled the Spanish marketplace at 90 in the shade, with all the fruit and vegetables so temptingly arrayed. And we can share a memory, as every lover must. And I remember oranges, I remember oranges, I remember oranges, and you remember dust. The autumn leaves are tumbling down and winter's almost here, that through the spring and summertime we laughed away the year. And now we can be grateful for the gift of memory. For I remember having fun, two happy hearts that beat as one, when I had thought that we were we, but we were you and me.
That is it for Maiden Voyage tonight. Thank you so much for tuning into the show, and please donate to the funding drive, cjlo.com. Or cjlofundingdrive.com. That's it for us. See you next week.
Bye.